Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Kaylee Dehier is a student at Pella High School who has cerebral palsy, which has limited her mobility. Kaylee and her mother, Tina Edemark, join us on today's program to talk about a fundraiser for a service dog that will help Kaylee live a better life. Tell us a little bit about Kaylee and how we got to this point of fundraising.
So Kaylee was born 10 weeks premature. Through several tests and everything, when she was between a year and 18 months old, we were given the diagnosis of cerebral palsy, which we were also told it may affect her greatly or hardly at all. So from that point, she's now 15, and she does use a wheelchair for mobility. And so we have looked into getting a service dog to help her with daily tasks that are a little more difficult because of her chair or because of her mobility in her hands and the dexterity there. So we're hoping the dog and know that the dog will be able to help her a lot in those aspects.
And Kaylee, you wanted to share why a dog is important to you. How did you learn about the dog, first of all?
I learned about the dog through a lot of websites and also through my friend Nick Showman. When he started getting his dog, or when he finally brought his dog to school, they did a slideshow to tell kids what you can and can't do with a service dog. So he helped me learn a lot of that.
How does the process start for you as a family to try and to get this started, basically?
So we had applied with a different organization close to 4 years ago that had a 3 to 5 year waiting list, and we just were not seeing very much movement in that aspect. So I spoke to Nick's mom, Rhonda, and asked her if she would recommend the organization they went through. And she said this is not the same organization, but she had heard this one did great things. And so I reached out to them late last fall, and they sent me the application information, which included a lot of medical background to prove that Kaylee did need, you know, the assistance of a service dog. And so we applied through that, and we interviewed with them in July, and then they notified us in October that we were approved to be part of June of 2018's graduating class, so to speak.
You wanted to tell our listeners, too, those that may want to help with the project, that this is not just a pet dog for you. What are the things that service dogs do that you've learned about?
The service dog can help with a variety of disabilities. It can help from mobility to brain disabilities. Mine is going to be a mobility, so it'll pick up things I drop. Or if I fall, it'll go get my parents or an associate at school. Or if I, for whatever reason, can't get a hold of the door handle or push the door open, I can tell it a command and it'll get the door.
And it'll also be able to help her, like if she's laying down or sitting in a chair, help her to give her something to grab onto. She'll be able to grab onto its collar or vest to help her move herself a little more independently than always having to ask for assistance from another person.
Well, and with these service dogs, there's a cost, as there is with many different medical procedures and things of that nature. And you're working on a fundraiser. How did you get connected with this fundraiser, and why is this so important for you and your family?
So we're working with Red Basket, which is similar to a GoFundMe type place, only they only work with nonprofit organizations. We were put in contact with them through Domestipups, which is the organization we're getting the dog from. And what they do is they set up a campaign page on their website, and we interview with them a little bit to tell them our story. And so they write it up, put it on there, and they'll run our campaign for 45 days. So it's been going for close to 30 days, I believe. December 10 is when it will cut off. So we are hoping to raise $14,000 for her dog. They do offer a scholarship that covers half of the cost, which the total cost is $28,000. The scholarship was $14,000, so our remaining amount is $14,000.
And I understand that the schools have been helping as well, that you've had classmates and friends that have helped. What has that been like for you to see your friends with the t-shirts and things like that?
I came up to one of my friends who's on student council, Hannah Blom. I was just talking to her about what our family and what our friends needed to do to get this money to get my dog. And she said, I can bring it up to student council if you want me to. And I said, I'll talk to my mom and see if that's okay. And I went back a couple days later and said, you guys can fundraise if you want to. I got put in contact with Ethan Vince. And he is in charge of my stuff at the school.
So they helped promote the t-shirt fundraiser at school. And then once those come in the first week of December to me, I will get all the t-shirts that were ordered through the school to Ethan to help distribute. And then there are also a couple of thoughts they had passed around were some concession stand profits from basketball games. And then also they were looking into a Pizza Ranch tip night to do as well.
What was that like for both of you to see the response of your friends and your classmates? I'm sure it's pretty heartwarming to see that.
Honestly, when Hannah came up to me, I almost started crying because I never thought I had people that were understanding enough to get how important this is to me.
It's very overwhelming in a very good way. It's very difficult for me to ask for help, so to see just the willingness and the joy that people get from helping us, it's amazing. We're beyond blessed.
Find out how to donate to Kaylee's Service Dog Project at kniakroles.com. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.